This isn't your average choo-choo train.
Not only is it a better way to get from point A to point B, it's safe, it's reliable, it's comfortable, it's going to get you there more quickly, and you know you're going to arrive at your destination on time.
High-speed rail will connect Tampa to Orlando by 2015 and would run on speeds up to 200 miles per hour. A bullet train would cut the drive time nearly in half and could even beat airplanes to their destinations. Siemens spokesperson Becky Johnson says that's not all the new rail would offer.
We found that transit-oriented development happens around high-speed rail stations, so that includes everything from retail and restaurants to city centers with business parks and housing developments, too. So huge opportunity for billions of dollars in revenue and also tens of thousands of jobs.
Multinational corporation Siemens hosted a demonstration over the weekend of what they hope will be the train of the future. Siemens is one of the many interested corporations hoping to build America's first high-speed rail in Florida. If Siemens is chosen by Florida to build the rail, Skanska would be the company in charge of laying the tracks for the new railways, joined by FCC Construction and Veolia Transportation. Skanska spokesperson Marie Humphreys says Florida is ideal for high-speed rail due to its flat landscape.
Through the construction of the train, you decrease sound and impact to the environment. And, you know, surprisingly, high-speed rail uses less gas and gets about 700 plus miles per gallon. So people tend to envision that, oh, this high-speed rail, it must use jet fuel. It must be so inefficient. And it's actually not. It's very efficient. So it's really conducive here in Florida.
However, not everyone who attended the event at Tampa's Museum of Science and Industry was sold on Siemens' plans for high-speed rail. Don O'Neill and Ed Parker say the plans still need some work.
It's a great concept. We've needed it for years. You can't keep widening I-4 to accommodate all the different people. The downside is it's going to dump everybody down in downtown Tampa, right where the old Sheriff's Department jail is. And from there, how are they going to get to the cruise terminals? How are they going to get to the airport? Hasn't been thought through.
Well, I think it's something that we should look into. As far as infrastructure for new rail, it's always a big problem for the state or anywhere. But overall, the country itself had a good thing and they lost it. Commuter rails should be back in full swing the way it was back in the heyday of rails.
However, one thing most people can't agree on is that bringing innovation like this to Florida won't just benefit this generation.
You guys excited to see the train today?
Yes.
And do you know how fast it goes?
Very, very fast.
You can learn more about the bullet train on the web at floridahighspeedrail.org. For WMNF News, I'm Sarah Curran in Tampa.